Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom! Shalom, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, to Inner Circle Radio this Monday, December 2nd, 2019. This is Elaine Bennett here, and we are glad, or when I say we, I say I, because nobody's in the queue right now. Very interesting. So, as it appears at the moment, I'm going it alone, but if anybody would like to call in, all you got to do is dial area code 319-527-6306 and make sure you press that one key to get yourself in the queue. Let's see. Yeah, so a lot of us in the Salami Brigade were under the impression that Tony was going to be broadcasting tomorrow, because I believe he said on Saturday he was going to do a show on Tuesday as opposed to Monday. And we're going to be on, and I was going to be on the air with the ICR anyway, just because, you know, Monday is just the night that I'm regularly around to do the show. But at any rate, he changed his mind apparently, because he has a show scheduled for about 57 minutes from now. So that's what he's going to be doing tonight. And we hope, and when I say we, again, I mean myself. We are going to be tuning into that afterwards and make sure that if anybody listening to this is not aware of the good man, Tony, I'm sure pretty much everybody who is listening to this show is, because, I mean, if you're aware of this show, then you're probably aware of him. But blogtalkradio.com/TonyTalk1 is the channel here on BTR to listen to him. His show is going to be on at 7 o'clock Central. Anyway. For now, until any, and unless other folks start calling in, I'm going to actually open the show with something that I'd meant to play a couple weeks ago. Since back when we were on YouTube, I would do this once in a while, basically play a ghost clip. So this clip is actually going to be from about 2010. I found this actually just right before the show over on YouTube. This is actually a clip of Ghost from the True Conservative radio days back in from 2008 to 2010, back when he was broadcasting under that name on BTR. So let me get this queued up really quick. Let's see here. Okay, so this anybody who is familiar with Ghost in the earliest days knows that he had sort of a vendetta for a long time against Howard Stern. And this is that's essentially what this clip is based around. He was very much opposed to Howard Stern. He considered him a washed up hack who needs to get out of radio. And this is one of the earlier clips of him expressing that on the air. Now, he'll be talking about some things that were a bit out of character for him if you're more familiar with the more recent iterations of his show, particularly on YouTube. And I guess we'll just get that started. So this is from, I believe, sometime in 2010. The YouTube video was uploaded in March of 2010, but who knows if that's when it originally aired or if that's just when the uploader decided to put it up. So this is a clip from True Conservative Radio. Let's take a listen.
Let's see if we have any decent callers here. 845, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ghost. I can get break stuff on the air because I'm jealous of Howard Stern.
Ah, Jesus Christ, get him off! You see, folks, this is what I'm saying here, folks. If it's not feminists, all right, sitting here complaining that I'm calling them out for the bull-nosed bull dykes that they are, if it's not liberals, you know, trying to agitate me because I'm yanking them right out of the Trotsky communist closet, and if it's not, you know, teabaggers and, you know, all these other people, calling me up because I'm not falling hook, line, and sinker with their propaganda and their team. I've got these goddamn Howard Stern assholes calling me up, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of hearing that long-haired, prostate-infected, wrinkled piece of garbage's name. I'm sick of hearing it. This idiot is worth, what, is $100 million, a couple of $100 million? I don't even know. I don't care. But you idiots are like stupid cult of personality minions going out and doing prank calls, making asses out of yourself in public. For what? For what? I mean, Howard Stern is a boring piece of crap. The only reason you losers watch him is because he has these stupid bimbos come in and shit up bananas out of their asses and you know, play with their, you know, clitorises that hang down below their knees. That's the only reason why you watch it. I'm sick and tired of hearing Howard Stern. Howard Stern sucks. Howard Stern sucks. Don Imus kicked the living crap out of you back in the day anyway, Stern, and he still kicks the crap out of you. You ain't nothing compared to that old son of a bitch, Don Imus. So stop with your stupid minions giving me a call.
I want to just pause this really quickly and explain that I don't know, and really none of us are aware as to whether Howard Stern was actually sending people to Ghost Show to call in. I think really it mainly came down to the fact that Howard Stern just used to trigger Ghost so much that he basically would like go into a fit of rage anytime anybody actually mentioned him. Although I do remember an occasion, I believe this was in 2012, where Ghost actually did call, or rather somebody else called a episode of Howard Stern with a Ghost soundboard. And of course, Ghost went into a fit of rage when somebody played that on the show. Anyway, we'll continue with the clip.
Goddamn Howard Stern, let me tell you something. I want you to stop your little freaking minions from calling me. And if you've got the balls, all right, if you've got the cojones, all right, because I've got the balls. I got balls the size of grapefruits that'll slap your little dumb, ditzy little in-there-for-the-money wife back into reality in her chin. I want to talk to you face to face. I'd like to put you in your place. You understand that, Stern? I'd like to do to you what everybody in the conservative movement in America has always wanted to do to your stupid, scrawny ass.
And it's interesting that at this early time, he was basically talking about Howard Stern in a similar way that he would later be talking about Alex Jones in terms of just the, although he never said that Howard Stern ripped him off, there's definitely some sort of some parallels here in terms of the anger that he has towards one of his other radio hosts. Anyway, let's continue.
You piece of crap. Let me tell you something. I just wish, I could just wish, God damn, if this was Howard Stern's face for all the stupid depravity that he spread around America, for all the sexual deviant suggestions that he spread through the minds of the losers of America, if this was his face, God damn. I'm sick of hearing him. I'm sick of hearing him. Don't you understand it? If you're gonna call me with some goddamn substance. But I'm sick of hearing that stupid, scrawny, prostate-infected piece of garbage's name. I better calm down, folks. But let me tell you something. I'm getting angry. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. Because this goddamn crap, I'm sick of it. And I can't believe that this is what's happened to America. I can't believe that this is what's happened to this country. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe this is America.
I think I'm just going to cut it there because I think you all pretty much get the idea. So, yeah, that's definitely an earlier Ghost clip. And some of the big differences I noticed from that era of Ghost compared to now is that he was definitely, I think, a bit more energetic in the sense that he would definitely talk a lot faster. He sounded, I mean, that clip is, you know, roughly 9 or 10 years old. I would say even at that time, he sounded a lot younger, although some of that, I think, has to do with the quality of the mic. If anybody here has listened to him since he's been off of Blog Talk Radio, the audio quality nowadays is completely different. It's a lot higher fidelity. I think that's just because of BTR's compression that, you know, so many of us are aware of. But that's basically what it comes down to. Anyway, it's interesting. I haven't really heard Ghost rage too much about Howard Stern in the last few years. I think he's just moved on to definitely, I think, more different topics since that time. By the way, if anybody is interested in picking up some ICR merch, I think really only one person has so far, but in any case, go ahead and check out innercircleradio.com and take a look at the merch links. You can get some shirts, coffee mugs. I think we have a sticker up there too. So take a look at that. And if you want the link to the store, it's teespring.com/stores/inner-circle-radio. Anyway, I noticed there's a couple people on the queue right now, but neither of them have pressed the number one. So if you want to join us on the air, you know, even if you don't want to talk about Ghost or Tony or whatever, just feel free to press the one key and get on. If anybody else is listening, just got to dial area code 319-527-6306 to get on the air. And actually, find there's nobody on right now. I think the first time that I've done this show with nobody on the air, but that's all right. I don't mind too much. I'm comfortable with talking to myself, as it basically seems I'm doing right now. Let me, here's something else I could play. And I was going through my Manycam folder earlier, and I was looking for things that I could play that we could discuss on the show, or if I could just play to kill time. What I would like to play right now, actually, is one of the more notable prank calls that people have made in the last few years, although I did just see a 111 pop up on the air and press the number one key, so let's get them on the air. Why not? Here we go. 111, Inner Circle Radio.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Nice. So, who is this? What's up?
This is Tone Sanchez in the Inner Circle Radio chat.
Tone Sanchez, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know Tony was gonna be live tonight. I was just assuming he was gonna be on tomorrow, like you said the other day.
Really, I haven't been keeping up with the updates.
Yeah, and I think it was Saturday, and as he was claiming there was not going to be a musical tonight, he said that he said no show until Tuesday. But earlier he did schedule a show, and incidentally, the description for the show is, what do you hear, what do you say? Tonight's show will not involve a musical. That was a lie. This show will be a normal show, and no Stunads are welcome. So I think it remains to be seen as to whether that will be a successful alert there.
Just have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see, yeah. Oh, yeah, so what I was actually about to play, did you happen to hear the Ghost clip I just played?
I did hear parts of it about, I guess they played a Howard Stern clip, and he raged.
No, there was somebody calling, like, somebody called in and said, hey, I'm Ghost. I throw my cans around whenever someone mentions Howard Stern or something like that. And then he went off on the tangent, lasted about 7 minutes or so. Anyway, I have another clip actually that I was just about to play. It's this is one of the this is from, I want to say, late 2017, early 2018. Somebody made a clip of, this was this was 2018. This was around the time Ghost had a short-lived cryptocurrency advice hotline. So you could call for like I think it was like $3.99 a minute is what he charged for it. So, and this is somebody making fun of it. So this is, people have been making fun of him as it relates to bronies for a long time, but someone made a sort of a parody of his crypto hotline in sort of a My Little Pony style, if you want to take a listen.
Okay. I haven't heard that.
All right, here it is. Yeah, I remember when this aired because, I think this was back when, was it El Fox? I think it was El Foxo Loco's chat room. And like a bunch of us, like a bunch of people had collaborated on this, and a few of us had called in ready to play this, but because like it had gone like about a week before the guy that made this before Ghost had picked up on him. So like a bunch of us had this ready to play in case Ghost did call on him. So here's what I'll play right now. All right, here it is.
Hey, you. Are you a one and only lonely pony waiting to find a single thing? Do you fantasize about Rainbow Dash's good piece of ass? Call me and other Pegasisters at 1-900-BUCK-ME-HARD. Our autist-friendly call girls are on standby, and they're waiting for you right now. If you're seeking men, we have the best stallions waiting on your call, too.
I like nice stories!
Of course, transgender Pegasisters are an option, too. So call me or the others who are standing by at 1-900-BUCK-ME-HARD. Don't delay. Call right away.
$4.99 a minute. Must be 21 and older to call. The line open 24 hours a day. Bring a day or night stories with us.
Yeah, I remember the night that aired, Ghost just went. I think he may have actually rage quit after that, because I know it was during Radio Graffiti, and I think the show was almost over anyway. I think he just like flipped out and ended the show right after that.
That's the first time I'm hearing that, and that's great.
Yeah, you know, I remember there. I think a few of them are still active in the community, and that we're making those like really, really detailed, really advanced splices at the time. And I think like two or three of them collaborated on that. And yeah, they were always like really active in that. I think I actually might have been involved in one of those like group collabs there. I need to see if I have a copy of that, which I might. Hold on. Let's see. No, I don't think I have it. But anyway, yeah, like there would be like a few things like back when he had. Do you remember? Have you heard of like the autograph wars that he used to do back when he was selling autographs?
No, I have not.
Okay, so he used to have this site. It might still be up. Actually, I don't remember. It's called Ghost.Market, and he would sell like his own autographs. He would sell supposed autographs of his wife, Mrs. Ghost. And he would sell like these were all like little postcards with like just graphics of like his logo and stuff. And he sold one, I think was supposedly of the engineer. So he would basically like it was obviously just him doing all signatures. But he basically the day that he released that autograph, I remember that very well because that also happened to be the day that the first major Cans.Wave record was broken, because he put up his autograph and the engineer's autograph at the, I forget if it was the same time or if his autograph was already up, and was gonna say, I forget exactly what the thing was, but he was like basically set it up as like an autograph war to see who could get the most autographs. And like immediately when he posted it, people just started buying the engineer's autograph like hotcakes, and he went into a rage. So about a week, so what it basically came down to was that it sort of like divided the community when it came to the autographs to Team Ghost versus Team Engineer. And then somebody made a splice. He basically went through the chat room and had everybody record like a 2-second like clip of them saying, for example, my name is Elaine Bennis and I'm team engineer. And he like compiled all of them into like this one like call that he did. And then like that just made Ghost rage because like he thought that this was around the time where he thought like he called him the betrayal was what he said. Like this is around the time where he started saying that his fans were betraying him by doing that. So, yeah. Yeah, so that's one of the things he would do.
See, I wouldn't know anything about, like, the last few years of the Go show. Because I did, you know, listen to, like, the Radio Graffiti compilations when it used to be TCR.
Yeah.
But I haven't been keeping up, so I wouldn't know, but...
Right.
You're the old engineer.
You know, I remember listening back when this was actually my master's year at DePaul a couple of years ago. I would like my senior year actually at DePaul is when he came back after the hiatus in 2016. I would like rush home, and I would get home every day probably around like 4 or 5 or whatever, and then I would just listen to the show just after class just to sort of de-stress and everything. And that was a fun time. That was like back when the Tiny Chat was open. That was actually run by Tub Guy, was the guy who ran one of those chat rooms back in the day. And there would be about like 30 or 40 of us for each show in there. Actually, maybe more. I don't remember. But anyway, and then we would all congregate, listen to the show, have voice chats afterwards. This was people were doing prank calls because like this had like a lot of the older prank callers from the original show who had just like found out the Ghost was back on the air. So a lot of them, including Tub Guy, became active again.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to see like what else. Cause like, yeah, you're actually the only one that's been on the queue right now. There's a couple others, like I said, but they haven't pressed the one key, but anyway, let's see.
Another good caller. Well, the Suck My Dick guy.
Oh yeah. I remember that guy. Suck My Dick. I think he called in. He called in, I think, once in 2016 when Ghost came back, but other than that, I don't think he ever called back again. Although people would, like, once in a while call with that clip. Actually, is this the clip here?
Check my dick. Check
Never mind. That's the wrong thing. That's Tony doing it. I saw it.
Why is it?
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Check my dick.
Yeah, so that's actually I know because I was going through like my Manycam folder and I saw suckmydick.mp3 and I thought no, maybe I actually did save the old Ghost Suck My Dick call, but I guess not. Oh boy, I forgot about that. Okay. Let's see. Oh yeah, I remember. Let's see. Even back in, like, 2011, I think is when this started, people would call Ghost to this clip.
Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, lost kids, crying kids.
I remember that.
Yeah, the whole thing from Dragnet. There was a cluster call once for, like, a bunch of, I think maybe it was just, like, one person getting a bunch of lines on Skype, just calling in, and then, like, it was, like, just kept the thing playing so that when Ghost hung up on him and picked someone else, just kept playing from where it left off. So that's what happened there. Yeah.
Speaking of spam calls, I know they did that one with the whole character of, I don't know, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it's like, have your character added in such and such.
Uh-huh.
And that really got me.
Yeah. There was a guy, I think right after Trump got elected, had like all like the superlative names for Mike Pence, like Mike Pray the Gay Away Pence, Mike, a bunch of other ones like that, who just read them off on the air as his call. And then Ghost was like, why are you making fun of Mike Pence? You know, like that's what he was doing about that.
Right.
Let's see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I should see if I can get this one clip. There was, I think, my absolute favorite Radio Graffiti of all time was the it was the first Radio Graffiti of 2017. I believe it was on January. Yeah, here it is. On January 2nd. I have to just get the clip really quick. Basically, this was around the time the Big Smoke meme was really popular. You know, the I have two number nines,
yeah.
The number nine lost that one. So
extra dip.
Yep. That's the one. So let's see. I'm trying to see if I can get this downloaded somehow because I found it on YouTube. And I'm going to see if I can find the clip because that first show, when that happened, a bunch of people would call in and they called in and basically called with that same, like, with variants on that same thing to the point where almost the entire radio graffiti was people doing that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, okay, here it is. Let me see if I can just download this really quick. Yeah, it was like people just like still call it like the big smoke raid. That's basically what it ended up being for the day. And, Kudu 17, who was one of the big trolls in like the first, like the original TCR days, he called in with his mini, with his Mickey Mouse voice. And he would call in and ask for that. Yeah, let's see if I can. Yeah, it's converting right now, but yeah, this was in the aftermath of the Trump election, which was probably Ghost's proudest moment because, of course, he believed that he was the guy that helped get Trump elected. And as General Adolf Ghostler, as he referred to himself, captain of the or general in the meme wars, as he referred to, he would say once in a while when someone trolled him that or like when he like hadn't. When he got so angry, like he couldn't catch his breath, he would claim that he got wounded in the meme wars. Like he took this like so seriously, it was ridiculous. I'm sure people that were in his inner circle would be able to talk about it more than I could. But even so, I remember what that show was like back then. And he even changed his avatar on Twitter to him with like a almost like Nazi looking cap on.
So the meme musicians were still at it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I can't remember if he ever directly referred to meme magic, but he did say that, like, he was talking about digital war for Donald Trump in the form of memes and chalking, which and he claims to have invented that. But, like, myself and saying everybody else knows that, like, someone suggested it to him, and he basically took all the credit, as he did with many things in that era.
Of course.
Yeah, like, I remember, yeah, like, for example, like, he used his claim that he was a prognosticator of prognosticators, but basically every single claim that he made back then, either, I mean, I'm sure some things he was able to correctly predict, but a lot of times it was just people feeding him that stuff in the inner circle.
Right.
So that's what it came down to a lot of times. Yeah, so it's interesting, you know, like, since as I've been listening to Tony, as like he's come back, like first with the dangerous move attempt and now in like the last few weeks, I've kind of stopped prank calling him in a sense. Like, I'm just like, because like I've kind of like, one, I've ran out of ideas, and two, like, I don't want to we don't want to chase him off like he has in the past.
Right.
Yeah, the last time I called in would have been, I think, let me see if I can find it. I want to say this was the last thing that I called him with. I think it may have been last week or the week before.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's the last thing I called him with, I think. So, yeah, I haven't really had anything else planned otherwise because, you know, it's hard. Like, that was like going to be, I think, like the last thing I really had an idea to call regarding. So that's pretty much been it as a voice.
I kind of feel bad because Tony's actually being genuine and we're giving him so much shit.
Yeah, you know, like that's why I'm not going to prank call him anymore, because I realize, like, he is, you know, he is putting his heart and soul into this show. And he's not like Ghost where you don't feel bad about it because he's a son of a bitch. But with Tony, he's a good guy. What was that?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. So yeah, it's like Tony doesn't deserve it, but it's like, and honestly, like I don't think Tony will be listening to this, but if he is listening, Tony, like, we wouldn't do this if we didn't love you. So it really is out of love. It's out of just like, you know, it's out of just like a sort of a, is this is basically what people on Blog Talk Radio do. It's a lot of them. I mean, unless you're like one of Joseph Gibson's minions that, you know, only. Yeah. My thoughts exactly.
How is his show like?
active.
I don't. I don't know. I think because one thing I will say about Joe Gibson, his show reminds me of Hal Turner, and that he's like completely serious business and barely like he doesn't like. I think a big thing is he doesn't really get too angry. Well, yeah, Ashley just said Joey hasn't done a show in a week, which is interesting. So we'll see if that trend continues. But so I think like he just has like no like he doesn't really have much of a sense of humor from what I've noticed, and that's I think a big reason of why he just has been so inactive as of late. And or well, maybe not why he's been inactive, but why he doesn't really respond to people trolling him very much.
Right.
So yeah, anyway, this is the I have I should give you some context actually for part of this. I think I may have discussed this on the show once or twice. Are you aware of the Homeland Security incident involving Ghost?
I am not.
Okay, so in about summer of 2016, him and his wife went to have breakfast at a taco bar, and two people came up to him claiming to be members of the Department of Homeland Security. And this was around the time where like Ghost was like supposedly like, and this was when it was like full on for Trump and like advocating people dox, you know, their GOP delegates in case they decide to turn on Trump. So he like apparently some Department of Homeland Security folks walked up to him and asked him to cut it out. And then he actually called the Austin, this is when he was still living in Austin, Texas, called the Austin Police Department. And apparently the Homeland Security guys showed him paperwork saying it was legit. So he actually took that day's show off because he was so like he was kind of like scared, like could kind of put the fear of God in him in a sense. And then the following day he went on a long tirade about how not only did Homeland Security come up to him, but in order to intimidate him, apparently one of the agents took one of his tortilla chips off his platter, dipped it in the salsa or whatever it was, and then, no, this is the kicker, dipped in the salsa, took a bite, and then double-dipped the chip, and then took another bite. That, like, that double-dipping almost made Ghost angrier than the whole incident itself, because he said it made him feel like less of a man. So, like, anytime, like, for, like, months, even nowadays, people will bring up the double dip incident and it makes him furious. So I think like someone actually invoked the double dip thing in one of these calls. So let me cue this up real quick. Okay, so this is, yeah, so this is from, I know it's, I remember I think I actually did listen to that show live and it was fantastic. Anyway, this is from January 2nd, 2017. This is Radio Graffiti. Here it is.
So anyway, without any further ado, folks, let's go ahead and get to the Radio Graffiti right now. All right, who do we got here? This is the first Radio Graffiti call for 2017. Hopefully it's a decent one. How about 805, Radio Graffiti?
Can I get a number 6 value meal, please?
Look, enough of that stupid troll already, all right? Let's not start that for 2017. Jesus. Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
Number 9, large. Number 6, extra.
Jesus Christ, what the hell did I just say? Let's not start that stupid troll for 2017, all right? Let's not start that. Let's not start that crap. Give me the mic. I already told you, let's not start that garbage, all right? 909, Radio Graffiti.
Hey, Ghost. Let me get an order of a Nicknot burrito with rice in it, a large Jewish pizza with triple the Jew, a large glass of Mexican with double the dip of spit.
Stupid idiot. Shut up! Look, shut up! Shut up! Shut up with that troll already, you sack of crap! Shut up! Shut up with that stupid troll already, you sorry sack of crap! Shut up! Jesus, you know, I already see that this is going off to a bad first show for 2017. I can already see that right damn now. Jesus Christ, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to cut the show short, for Christ's sake, if you keep this up. I'm going to cut this show short, for Christ's sake, you keep this crap up. How about Anonymous Radio Graffiti?
A number nine, lads.
Oh, boy, that's the African booty scratcher. That's one of the other big trolls.
A number seven. Number 45. One with juice and a lot.
Is that the African booty scratcher placing an order, for Christ? Damn it. Enough of that shitty troll. Enough of that crappy troll already. Enough of that goddamn crappy troll. I had enough of it already. I've had enough of that goddamn stupid crappy troll already. Look, I don't want to hear anybody else calling up Radio Graffiti, ordering anything like I'm a goddamn drive-thru. It's starting to seriously piss me off. It's starting to seriously piss me off. So stop it. Stop it now. Jesus Christ, man. Give me the mic. I'm not even joking. Stop it now. Stop it, man. God, Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
A number nine large. A number six extra.
Look, what did I just say to you, pricks? Enough! Enough, enough, enough! Jesus Christ. 609 Radio Graffiti.
Now let's get to the best Ho Ho 2016 Ghosty Awards. And the winner is. Oh, my God. The winner is Gormy Sweet. Bravo! Yeah! I love Toho. That's right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So someone referenced the anime Toho to go. And so somebody referenced the anime Toho to Ghost, and people, or actually Ghost didn't know what it was. He thought it was like Toho referring to like a foot fetish thing.
Yeah,
so like,
I heard that.
They referenced that. Yeah.
Look, no Toho merch, no references to Toho, none of that anime sick, twisted, cartoon fetish crap.
Okay, so I guess that explained, figured out what it was.
Enough.
Took him long enough.
Yeah.
Christ, man. Give me the mic. Man, let me tell you something. You cheesehole chomping pieces of fart fragrant expert having pieces of trash are making me goddamn sick. You're making me sick. You're making me sick. Jesus Christ, man. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. What the hell am I supposed to say? 713 Radio Graffiti.
I'll take a number nine large, an extra cheese pizza with extra sauce, and don't forget the sausage.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up! Oh, boy.
Why don't you all just shut up? I know what you idiots are doing. Why don't you all just shut up already? You want me to end this broadcast, don't you? You want me to end this broadcast early, because I'll do it. I'll end this broadcast early and not show up tomorrow. How do you like that? I'll end this broadcast early and not show up tomorrow for you ungrateful pricks. Give me the mic.
Freaking mic. Listen, I'm not going to tell you stupid troll terrorist cyber vermin jerk dicks again, all right? If you migrant mouth-hugging pieces of trash continue with this nonsense, I am ending the show. I am ending the show, you Lena Dunham-licking pieces of crap. I am ending the show if you continue this garbage. I'm not joking, you son of a bitch. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. 862 Radio Graffiti.
I must acquire three number nines, a number nine large. And number six of extra
gifts. Shut up, shut up, shut up. Listen, man, I'm not joking around. I'm going to end this freaking broadcast if I hear another one of those stupid, dumb trolls again. I'm not joking around. I don't need to put up with this crap.
Even back then, he was empty threatler.
I mean, seriously, man. 3 hours a day, 5 days a week of my life, man. First goddamn broadcast of the year 2017, and this is how you repay me? Jesus. Don't do it again.
So good to see things haven't changed.
Christ, man. Yep,
some things never change, especially with
209 Radio Graffiti.
I'll have two number nine, a number nine large, a number six with extra dip.
God damn it, shut up! Why don't you all just shut up?
Because it's funny.
It gets to him. That's why.
Why don't you all just shut up with this stupid troll? God. I don't know how much I could take of this today. I'm not joking around. I don't know how much more I could take of this crap today. I mean, good, good. I don't know how much more I could take of this today, man. I'm not joking around. Give me the mic. Son of a bitch. Jesus Christ, I got a freaking mess in this joint because of you people. Jesus Christ, man. Look, I'm not joking around, man. The next one, I'm gone. The next one, I'm out of here. I can't take any more of this crap. I'm serious, man. I just can't take any more of this crap. 435 Radio Graffiti.
Hey, Ghost. Can I get a large meat lovers, an 8-piece atomic hot wings, stuffed cheese sticks, a chicken bacon ranch melt, and a doctor?
Shut up, you stupid fruit bowl. What did I say? What did I just say? What did I? You're pissing me off.
I always love it when Ghost gets so angry his voice cracks.
You're pissing me off.
Oh, I know.
Jesus, get in the mic. Look, enough of this crap. Enough of this crap! Oh, Jesus Christ. Man, I can't take any more of this crap. I'm serious. I just can't take it. Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
His train of thought was interrupted when Dmitry Medvedev came into the room and asked, "Can I join too?" Putin responded, "Yet, know your place." And Medvedev shrunk back into the designated cuckold corner. The comrade Bernie Sanders was chipping his apple for the last 15 minutes. Putin punished the capitalist, hard rock loving
Russian fanfic again.
Deep purple colored breast milk from
Oh my god, get this twisted fanfic crap out of here! Get it out of here! Man, y'all are pushing my buttons. I'm telling you this right now, man. 239 Radio Graffiti.
Yeah, oh, okay. Oh, 1 second, Minnie. Hey, let me get a number three. Want to get a number four with some extra cheese. And I want to get an order of curly fries for Pluto here. She's
just shut up, you stupid dumb mouse.
You stupid dumb mouse.
Hey, assholes, all right, listen to me. I am not a fast food joint, all right? Stop it. Just stop. I'm done, man. I'm serious. I am done with this garbage. Number one, Radio Graffiti. Pretty good. I think that was Godzilla once again playing the guitar. Stupid idiot. Anyway, who else do we have here? Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. I remember both. This guy's good. Professional DJ from
Anonymous
Canada.
Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
Oh.
Well, as a very young kid.
We have a DJ from Canada here.
Yeah.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know what I'm with the D-R-E.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back, boy.
Yeah, you're goddamn right, man. Thug life. You're damn right, man. Thug life. How about Anonymous Radio Graffiti?
Number six.
Man, they're back.
Jesus, just shut up. Man. Just shut up. Just shut up. I'm telling you, man. I'm getting sick and tired of this crap, man. I'm just getting so sick of this garbage, man. I'm getting so sick of this goddamn crap. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. How am I supposed to conduct this goddamn Radio Graffiti if they're going to continue doing this crap? It's not funny, all right?
Yes, it is.
It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
Funny.
That's right. It's not funny.
Give me that.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? I am glad that there's 11 minutes left in this broadcast.
That's funny.
I mean,
there's
I thought we were going to kick the new year off with a decent
there's 11
broadcast.
Minutes left here, too, actually.
Just to kind of take it easy or something. No, look at what
Damn,
you idiots
ghost.
Are doing, for Christ's sake. It's
Damn,
like the ghost he's invigorated your
well,
ass.
Well, he's on A game.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Give me my drink. Give me my drink. Oh, my God. I'm glad we have 11 minutes left, man. I'm telling you this right now. You know, and this is why, you know, I'm glad. I'm so glad for the inner circle. You know that? I mean, these are my friends. They're my family. I'm glad. Anyway, folks, let me go. 10 minutes left. Let's see what we have here. Hopefully somebody.
By the way, 978, if you
want to
get on the air, press the one key.
Nonsense. And just let's end the Radio Graffiti kind of chill, man. God damn it. Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
Number nine.
There he is.
Number nine large. Number
oh
six
my goodness.
Extra dip. A number
God
seven.
God damn it, I told you. Stop with this crap. Shut up. Who is this African booty scratcher? Who is this asshole?
He's actually Ukrainian.
Who is this asshole? Seriously. This guy's starting to piss me off. Who the hell is this African booty scratcher, man? Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
A Russian African booty scratcher.
Hold on a second. Donald Trump, what are you doing?
Oh god.
That's what his dog
temple thing is.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what the hell to do here. I don't know what the hell to do here.
God.
You sick son of a bitch! God damn it!
Come off with this stuff.
No, I'll pause to explain, because when Templeton took a shit on the carpet, a ghost called Stanley Seamer live on the air, and they said it would cost $117 to get Stan out of the carpet. Yep.
That was disgusting! It's sick! And how dare you! How goddamn dare you smirch the name of Donald Trump on this broadcast! How dare you! How dare you besmirch the name of Donald Trump on my broadcast? How dare you? You sick son of a bitch. That was sick, man. That was sick.
Oh my God! You know, I've had just about enough of this crap. I'm serious. I've got 5 minutes left, for heaven's sake, man. I mean, I'm going to take a couple of more. And let me tell you, if any of these goddamn calls are anything what I think they're going to be, I'm gone. I don't need to put up with this crap. I don't need to continue. I don't need to broadcast all the way to the very goddamn end for you freaking freaks.
Oh yes, you do.
Anonymous Radio Graffiti.
I'm broadcasting for a Happy Meal, McNugget, Stacy Golden, Central Regular, or larger size of salad, Shepherd Garden, or a chicken salad, Oriental, Big Breakfast, Steak, Muffin, Hot Hot Cakes, and Sausage, Maybe Biscuits, Bacon, Egg, and Cheese, Sausage, Danish, National Soup, and Four Dessert, Hot Apple Pies, and Sunday's Three Varieties, and Sausage.
Are you just shut up? Are you kidding me? What are you all doing? I just don't get this freaking meme. It's pissing me off. I'll tell you that right now. It's pissing me off.
This is the last one I use this phrase. Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Anonymous Radio Goddamn Graffiti.
I have two number nines.
Again.
A number nine. A number six with extra dip.
Here's this African booty. You know, I'm done with this. I'm done with this.
I'm done. Stick a goddamn fork in me. I'm done with this garbage. I'm so done with this crap. I mean, I thought this was going to be a decent first 2017 broadcast for the new year.
I'd say it was a success.
And here we are. We're
yeah,
still
I would
done
say so.
With this Trump terrorist
and cyber
vermin crap. God, man, my stomach hurts, man. You're making my stomach hurt. Give me the mic. Give me the goddamn mic. You troll terrorists are burning a hole in my stomach, man. You're driving me to drink. I mean, I can't take this for Christ's sake, man. I mean, I'm jaded for Christ's sake, man. I mean, I'm depressed. I can't believe that you people
I'm
can't give me just a slight bit of goddamn respect.
Well, see, ghost,
just a
you have
slight
to earn
bit of goddamn respect.
That's all right.
I have from
you,
stupid, ungrateful internet twat. Just a tad bit of respect, man.
But no, I can't even get that from you people, man. I give you 3 hours of my goddamn life. You understand that? I mean, you understand what this show takes? It takes at least 2 hours preparation, 3 hours to broadcast, and that's 5 days a week, every day of my life. And you know, I'll tell you something, nobody, and I repeat, nobody in the broadcasting industry has the energy that I have. No one can go 3 straight hours without taking a goddamn break with the intensity and the fury and the passion at this man right here.
Oh my goodness.
I am the hardest working man in broadcasting today. I guarantee it. There's nobody working harder in the broadcast today than Ghost from True Capitalist Radio. And you want to know why I'm doing it? I'm doing it for the people. I'm doing it for the people.
Yeah, Ghost, keep telling yourself that.
And I love to see the engineer back. He wasn't with us for the damn New Year's Eve broadcast. How was your damn New Year, engineer?
Okay, I think that's I think that's about where I started going to shout out. So that's basically the extent of the radio graffiti at that point.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Oh, by the way, 978. I noticed you're on the hole. If you want to get on the air, press 1. We can get you on before the show ends. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left. I think most people are getting on to are getting in the queue for Tony. So I think we might just wrap things up then.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm calling it. There's going to be some musical calls. I'm calling it.
And oh boy. That's gonna
either
I think everybody's.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say I'm calling it. Either someone's going to call about saying, hey, where's the musical, or somebody's going to call singing.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if J-Bo gets on the line and starts singing with his operatic voice like he did a couple weeks ago. That's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, all right. So with that being said, I think we're going to wrap it up for this episode of Inner Circle Radio. Thanks for coming on, man. Good to have you here.
Anytime. Always enjoy the show.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks. Okay. So innercircleradio.com. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a good time, and we will see you. Hopefully we'll hear you, some of you, on Tony Talk tonight. And that's the end.